שלמה קליין.
ספר החינוך in mitzvah shin kof hey, and I'll read it. He said, what is mishor shei mitzvah of sikes? Says leman niskoir hanisim agdoilim she'oso okel baruch hu lavoiseinu bamidbar betzeisom imitzrayim. In order we should remember the nisim which the Eibishter did lavoiseinu when they went out of Mitzrayim, she'sikhom ba'analei hakovoid, he engulf them in anane hakovod, shelo yoziku lehem hashemesh bayoim veyoreach balaylo. That's what the chinuch was a rishon, right? Umitoich zechiras niflois of sheose imonu v'im avoyseinu, because we should remember the nisim that the Eibishter did to our forefathers, nizoer b'mitzvois of Baruch Hu, v'niyeh ruim lekabolos atoy v'mito v'zeu retzoinoi Baruch Hu sheroitza lehitim. That's how the chinuch look at the mitzvah of basikos teish v'shivas yomim. So if, like we said, it's a zecher l'anane akovoid, how many anonim have been there? Seven anonim. One went in front of the Machane to show the way. Four from the four north, south, west, and east. One above them, and one underneath them. Seven anonym. That's what Rashi in Chumash brings. Explain the Shach. It's an interesting Zach. Shteit aposuk v'raglecho loy botzeiko meolecho. Ze arboim shono. It's a posuk in the Torah that nothing happened to their feet while they were wandering in the Midbar. But the question is, how can it be, Azazach, that 40 years they walking in the Midbar and nothing happened to their legs? My leg is hurting me, even if I'm not in the Midbar. How come 40 years nothing happened? Explain the Shach that the Onon, which went underneath them, so they didn't walk. They were like going in a ship, floating on. And they were eating and drinking and sleeping, and the boat was continuing going. So raglecho, no wonder, nothing happened to their leg. Add on the chido. That's why the reason that we had a tzivui le'echol velishtoit velishon besuko. Now we understand the same way as the anonym in the midbar. They were engulfed in it, right? They were eating in it, they were sleeping in it, and they were drinking it, and everything.
So the onan stopped every morning so they could go out and collect their money.
Yes. At the Shach, now what is the, we had four kashes, Tesvov, in this year, at the Shach. So after now Yom Kippur passed, we're not afraid anymore from the Mekatreg. So the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded us to go out from the house without pachad. Why? And I'm adding on to the shir. Shteit aposuk ve'esov holoch ledarkoi seiro ve'yankov nosusukoisa. Who is the mekatreg in Yom Kippur? The Tsar of Esav, right? And he took the shoychad which we're giving him to him. We said it in the tefillas in Musaf Yom Kippur. The soir la azazel is a shoychad for Esav, right? So Esav holoch ledarkoi seiro. So then ve'yankov holoch sukoisa. Now we can go without pachad. We gave the shoychad already to the mekatreg, so we can go now to the sikkes without pachad. Somebody asked me again after the shir on Sunday about the Rosh Teves, which I said in Esreg. Esreg, we said in the shir. Let's see what we say.
The
shleimus. Shleimus, whatever it is, shleimus.
Yeah. Where did I write it? I'll come back to it.
Yeah. we said Remez Emuno, that's the Aleph, the Tov is Tshuva, the Reish is Refua, and the Gimel is the Geula. So we need everything to be in it, in perfect, in Shleimus. So I looked at it again because some people ask me. So it's a what is the Shaiches for Sikkes? We ask in the Shir as well. There is two different mitzvahs. We got the mitzvahs of Lulav and we got the mitzvah of Sukkot. What is the connection between these two mitzvahs? Number one, and also we're doing the Sukkot under the sky, not inside the house. We're doing it under the sky. Why? Why are we going out to the Sikhe? Because a person need to be boteach b'kedush baruch hu and not in any in-between thing. We need to be boteach directly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why mitzvah Sikhe, we say, is zecher l'yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because in Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gila also was loy al yedei malach veloy al yedei sorav ela akadosh baruch hu beatzmoy. So here also we are boisteach directly in akadosh baruch hu. And the yesod fin sikke is emine. Why? How do we call sikke? Tzile de mehemenuse. It's the shadow of the emine in akadosh baruch hu. Also, we wanted the word sikke samach vov kof hei is begimatri 91. Why 91? Is Yudke Vovke and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is 65 and Yudke Vovke is 26. 26 and 65 is 91. That's Sukkah. And why is Emune? Because Omein. What is Gematria of Omein? 91. Exactly. So Sikke is a mitzvah of Emine. Now, coming back, how to explain that everything fits in the Esrig, Emune Shleime, Tshuva Shleime, Refua Shleime, and Geula, everything is got connection. Tshuva Shleime, state in Sefer Torah's Ovois, it's a moshel, an example. He was once a Ben Melech, a son of a king, that he gone away from his father. One day, when he wanted to come back to his father, the father still didn't trust him fully that he wants Take to come back. Why? Because he thought he wants to come back because he's afraid of him, because he's powerful, and so on. But if the king sees that his son is doing whatever he asked him and he fulfill his wish, besimcha ubehave, then he sure that he come back to him with all his heart. Now, in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we are returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he explained before, from tshuva meyire. We still got pachad, emasadin. But Sikkes, which is coming after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and it says Zman Simchoseinu, everyone is mekayem the mitzvah in Simche, and he's doing, like we explained, Tshuva Me'ahave. That's it. That's why it's the Tov in the Esrig is Tshuva Shleime. He fulfills it. Now, what is Refua Shleime? Refua Shleime, I saw in the Tiferes Shleime, it's a Hasidic word, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Cafe Omud Beis, says it's a klal. We all know a mitztayer is potur min asoike. So we can say in a derech of a remez, he said the mitzvah suke. He said he is lonu. He writes mogen umachse liinotzel mikol tzoro veyogoin. Right? How a yid can go away from Daiges and Tzorov Yogoy, Ali Dei Kiyum Mitzvah Sukkah. Therefore, if it's somebody is a choile, or if you meshamesh the choile, oisek beinyonech refue, is potur min asukkah. Right? So what is the remez? If somebody is yoishev in a sukkah, punkverkehr, he is removing from himself all the choyle umachlev. Both refuas and nefesh and refuas aguf. Then you got a refuas shleima. That's the reish. That's why it's refuas shleima. What is geula shleima? The gimel in the esrek. So the Sar Sholomi Belz, he says there is a remes. Shteita posuk basukois the rosh teves base teishvu sof shivas shin yomim rosh teves. If you scrambled it. Tishbi leRames, if you mekay a mitzvah sukkah ki hilchoso, we mekay a geulo. And who is coming to bevaser us on the geulo? Eliyahu Tishbi. Tishbi is basukkah is teishvu shivas yomim. And now I added on something else. Every day after Musaf or after Halel, we sing Hoshanas. And the four first psukim in Hoshanas, which all the tzibur saying all together, Hoshano lemancho Elokeinu. What is Hoshano lemancho Elokeinu? That's emuna shelemo. Hoshano lemancho boireinu. What is boireinu? We asking the Eibishter on brius aguf and brius anefesh. That's refuah shelemo. Hoshano lemancho goyaleinu. What is the goyaleinu? We asking for the geula shelemo. And Hoshano lemancho doirsheinu. We also mentioned it in the pasuk before that Shuva Shleimu. Why? Shteit doirsheinu dirshu Hashem biimotzoi kroo beoisoi koroiv. And how do we do it? We do it together with the arba minim. So again, we coming in to all the shleimus, and that's the Rosh Tevos. I explain more what is esrog, emuna shleima, and Shuva Shleimu, refua shleima, and geula shleima b'meira b'yomeinu. Now, a little, you know, to add on, we got a few minutes. They say Esrigas, that's where I stopped in the Shir on Sunday, so I got it from Sunday. You said Esrig is also Rosh Tevo is Al Tovuaini Regel Gavo. You don't need to be, you know, if bring to come to a Gavo street. So there is a story, the different Cheskel from Shinive. One of his relatives came to him one year and he said, I've got Esrig, you never seen it in your life. Like when I came here, I said, this big Esrig, you never seen it in your life. So the Dibri Cheskel Mishinev asked him, but your Esrig is possible. Possible? Why possible? Why possible? I'll show you the Esrig. He ran home, brought the Esrig. A minute when the Shini Veruf took the Esrig, he touched the pitam, and nicely he took it out. How the pitam was joined to the Esrig? With a needle, with a pin. So he said, Mamesh Ruach HaKodesh, how did you know that I've got an Esrig posul? He said, the same as before, the Rebbe Zlotchever Rebbetzin, Shteit Apostol Kolam Izgaye, Kilu Oived Avoide Zoro. And I smacked that something here is wrong. So Mistume, your Esrig is possible. Why? Because if somebody holds an Esrig in his hand, that brings him to Shiflus and Hanover. Not right. Now, the Gdoilim, and I'll show you an Esrig, and you won't believe it. I only got it after the Shir on Sunday. Because of the Chavivis of the Mitzvah, I want to show you an Esrig, which coming from the Morocco, but not from Morocco, where all the Pardesim, they coming from the place which we got a Mesoires of over 1,000 years, that the Rambam took from there an Esrig. The story goes, I found another very old story. The Rambam was a child, he lived in Spain, right? When the Almohadin came, the Arabers conquered Spain, they came to the town where the Rambam was, in all the towns, wherever they conquered, they forced the Yidden, not the Christian, the Arabers, to convert to Islam. And if you don't want to convert to Islam, either they killed you or they throw it away. So the Rambam, when he was a child, he didn't have a chance. He had to go run away. Where did they run first? He went to Morocco, right? The place where the Esrogim came and so on. And in Morocco, because he wasn't in their place, so this Gezeire, which the Arabers said in Spain, didn't hal in Morocco. And he went once in Sikes, whatever town, I don't remember the name of the town, I'm only telling you the story from memory, he went in the street with Arba Minim. So somebody met him, one of the MPs in the town there, met him in the street going there. He said, why are you going with some leaves in the street? It's not nice to walk in the street with this. So the Rambam says to him, as a child, or maybe he was over Bar Mitzvah, Rambam says to him, what are you talking about? That's a religious mitzvah, and we are in this mitzvah doicha de mastinim from us. So he came back to the...
What is the doicha what?
Doicha de mastinim, the mekatregim from us. We shoot with the esrig and the lilev, the sutan, girei be'enei, in the enayim of the sutan. So he came back and to the palace, wherever this goy, and he said, this Jew is mocking our religion by him, right? That's why he's going in the street. Because the Azri, nobody went in the street with Arba Minim. They were still afraid that they were persecuted. And here's this Jew going in the street, and he is Bungfarket making a choizek from us. So the king said, oh, no problem, just cut off his head off. So Rambam had again to run away, and he went to Egypt and so on. But the esrig, which is coming from there, and I'll show you, I got it only on Monday. It's unbelievable, and I'll tell you another story, and with this I'm finishing on time. This esrig is coming from where the Rambam took it. That's the really the original place where the Yidden took from Morocco the Esroigim.
Can I just ask you something?
After the Shia.
No, I'm in a hurry. Would you let the guy touch this, the non-Jew?
This is a Moroccan Esrig. It's unbelievable. Right? It's got again a nice shikua, the okets, it's against the pitam. It's got a shtikel gartel, it's a shtikel chassidish as well. It's got all the bumps and all the charitzim. And that's why I brought over on Sunday the story which I'm finishing. One year somebody came before the Shpole Zeide, a chassidish rebbe. And he praised one of the people that he is a groyser, a kliger mensch, and he knows different languages, and he knows the globe, all the atlas, and all the countries where they are. That was before the monarch flights and all the low-cost flights. He knows everything where it is, and so on. So the Shpole Zeide answered him, that's all is nothing. Kol ze einoy shove klum. I don't need any globe and any maps. So what do you know? How do you know? Whenever I hold an esrig, in the esrig I see the whole globe, the whole land. Every bump is telling me which country it is. Every groove telling me if the river in somewhere will be flooded. Every kvetch, I'll know that a hurricane, Harvey, will come in America, and every scratch is an earthquake on the globe. When I look in the esrig, I don't need maps, I don't need the globes, I know what will happen in the future coming year. Zokter Azoi, why do we hold the esrig like this upwards? And why don't we hold the esrig downwards from there? Because we need to look always mishlish ho'elyoin, it should be clean. And we need, where is Eretz Yisrael on the globe? It's 31 degrees upwards beshlish ho'elyoin. And shlish ho'elyoin of the esrig need to be rein. Eretz Yisrael is k'doisho mikol ha'arotzois, and the Peter Merames on Yerushalayim, which is higher place in Eretz Yisrael, and that need to be properly in Kedisha. And that's why, if you look, always when they draw the globe, they draw it like going upwards. The pitam is showing like the North Pole, and the ukets is showing the South Pole, the Nekuda Hadroimit. It's going sometimes it's slanting, like the globe is always slanting. Is therefore, if somebody got eyes, tzaddikim, they are einei ho'eido, they can see on the esreg in the 7 days of sikkes what will happen in the future year. So therefore, basuko is teishvu shivas yomim, that Rosh Teves Tishbi, Imirtz Hashem, the Tishbi will bring us the gula shleimo b'meiro b'yameinu.
Amen. So you're going to use that one?
I might. Yeah. That's completely clean.